Great to have Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, back for a visit. Always a pleasure to have him along to talk about wonderful airfares, how to get the best deals, when to buy tickets. Are you going somewhere for Thanksgiving? Probably. You ought to be paying attention to the show. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, call us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Rick Cini, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
It's great to be on again. Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you what. Recently, Flyers have had to deal with many delays. We've had a lot of canceled flights, especially on American Airlines. It's not just a problem with American Airlines, though. What advice can you offer about dealing with delayed or canceled flights?
Yeah, definitely American Airlines has been less about weather. Typically, when we start to get into the wintertime and Thanksgiving and Christmas, we see some weather delays. But this was sort of a contrived delay created by some friction between labor and management at American. And we sort of need to get it fixed. We got the referees fixed. Now we got to get American fixed up. So, but, you know, what you have to do in all these cases, the most important thing about delays and cancellations is getting great quality information as quickly as possible so you can react to it. I sort of equate it to being in a traffic jam. If you can see the headlights of the police car up front, you know how long it's going to be. You can sort of live with it. But if you're sitting there for 10, 20, 30 minutes and you just get more and more frustrated, right? And yeah. So getting that good quality information, there's a couple of great sites out there. My favorite out there is flightstats.com. It shows all the airports, what's going on at those particular airports. You can sign up for alerts. They'll send you an email whenever something changes. The airline websites also have alerting emails. Personally, the past week, I flew 4 times on American Airlines. One of my flights was canceled. 2 of them were delayed by more than 2 hours, and one was delayed by 30 minutes. So in the case of the cancellation, I was able to get on United on an earlier flight because I knew that information ahead of time. On the other flights, I had to get to where I needed to go. I happen to be in Dallas where I don't have a lot of choice, actually. Yeah. So you have to sort of fight through it a little bit. But it's much easier once you know that information. It's terrible when you get to the airport, you get through security, you get to the gate, and all of a sudden it says delayed by 3 or 4 hours. That's when you don't want to know about it. You want to know it way before you head to the airport.
Yeah, absolutely. David in Chippewa Falls has a question for you. Let's go to him. David, hi.
Yes, I'm traveling to Fort Lauderdale from Minneapolis, St. Paul, departing March 23rd and returning March 30th.
Sounds like spring break.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little early to be shopping right now. You can buy tickets up to 11 months in advance. Typically what happens is that they have the 4th, 5th, 6th cheapest prices out in the marketplace right now for travel in March. You want to start looking at the very knock on the door of January 1st. So as soon as the first of the year hits around, that's when you need to be shopping for that March ticket. If you buy it right now, you're probably overpay by anywhere from 15 to 40%.
Ooh.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Brian in Watertown, hello to you.
Hello. I'm looking at flying, actually buying some tickets for my sister-in-law and niece from Hartford to Milwaukee right at Christmas time.
So when to buy for Christmas?
Yeah, so, well, here's sort of the deal, and we'll talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. I'm sure some people will do Thanksgiving, but for Christmas, you need to be waiting a couple weeks to look for your tickets unless you want to go on the perfect days around Christmas. Certain people like to fly on certain days. Sunday's a very popular day to fly. If you want to avoid that, that's a good time to avoid that if you can. The day of Christmas, the day of New Year's are the cheapest days to fly, and typically Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas are relatively inexpensive because people, in the case of, it's a little bit different for Thanksgiving. In the case of Christmas, it's a much longer time period. People typically have more days off than they do for Thanksgiving, and right. they tend to not want to fly really close to the date because they want to be at home partaking. So I definitely would wait a week to shop or so. Before you look at it, you're going to pay anywhere from a 30 to 50% premium. I'll give you an example. Ticket prices start to go up pretty hefty around for departures on December 16th and beyond. That's when airlines know exactly that people are going to be traveling for Christmas.
Yeah.
They're going to charge you a 30 to 50% premium. So what you have to do is sort of step around the days that everybody wants to travel, where flights are selling out, airlines have no reason to discount. And that's what you want to do. You just sort of monitor those particular days and wait a week or so. They haven't put in even any of the cheaper price points in for Christmas. We'll see those start to trickle in early next week.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brian, for calling. Appreciate it. Sue in Madison. Hi, thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking to fly to Germany sometime in April, and I'm just wanting to know when I should look at for tickets, if there's certain days I should fly, certain days I should buy.
Sure. Well, a couple different things about going to Europe. They have what's called midweek and weekend rates. So if you leave on a Monday through a Thursday, typically, you're going to save yourself about $30 to $40 each way. So you can break up half your trip. If you want to leave on the weekend, they're going to charge you a premium for that.
Okay.
They're also going to have what's called seasonal rates between sort of winter, early spring and summer. So winter rates tend to go through mid to late March. You get some early spring fares for April, and the prices tend to go up pretty dramatically the second week for departures, the second week in May. So you're sort of in that perfect window. You're not getting winter rates, but you're not getting sort of that hefty spring rate.
Okay.
Typically, you want to start shopping about 4 to 5 months before departure. That puts you sort of in the November, December timeframe to start kicking the tires. In the case of an April trip, I'd be very wary about buying my ticket in early December, because we usually see some really great sales in early January as they kick off for that particular season, especially for international tickets like that. If you're going into Germany, it's one of the three cheapest countries to fly into right now. Now, I will caution you, right now, the average fuel surcharge to Europe is about $450.
Wow.
The average taxes are about $150. So before you even get started paying for airfare, it's $600. So when you see airfare for $800, $900, that means they're charging anywhere from $100 to $150 each way just for the airfare.
Okay.
Wow.
So you said I should possibly wait till January?
Yeah, I would look. Okay, so for that ticket price, historically, you would want to pay in the sort of $850 to $950 range, given the past year and a half's history. So
okay.
That's the range you want to shoot for. If you saw that kind of ticket in early December and you wanted to go ahead and lock in, I would do that. If you're seeing prices around $1,000 or $1,050 or $1,100, I'd wait to early January.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. Thank you very much for calling. You can join in, too. Maybe you're planning on a trip. Maybe you're going Thanksgiving. Maybe you're going that first part of the year. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or go to my Facebook page. You can post a question there at the Larry Mueller Show. And Dave in Waukesha, you're next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Thank you for calling.
We're planning on taking a family vacation for spring break to Acapulco. And we've been watching, looking at airline ticket prices right now. And we're wondering, should we buy now or should we wait until closer to then?
Let me guess, you're seeing 500, 600, 700, right now?
Yeah, like 729 is the best price so far.
Yeah, no, I'd be waiting a little bit right there. I think what you're seeing right now is airlines just aren't ready to start selling those kind of seats. I'll be happy to sell it to you at sort of the fourth, fifth, sixth cheapest price. If you want to really get into that first, second, third cheapest price, you need to be waiting. Again, it's sort of like the international trip that we just spoke about. Look in early December. What you want to shoot for that ticket is around the $550 range. That's what you're shooting for. So a family of four, if you're looking at $750 right now, you can save yourself $700 or $800. That'll go to a very nice hotel somewhere.
Yeah.
So you should be able to get in there, but your shopping window is early December, really through sort of the second week in January.
Excellent. All right. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. And Casey in Madison, hi to you. Whoops, well, can't get him on yet. We had another caller who is going to Orlando and Disney in January, I think the second week of January, wondering about tickets for that.
Yeah, it's a perfect time to go because it's off season. It's the airlines, some of the cheapest rates in history, especially down to Orlando. You definitely want to start shopping for those tickets in about 3 weeks. So for that early January departure to Orlando, you're looking at, you know, time frame of about mid-October to sort of the 20th of October. That's the perfect sweet spot to buy that ticket.
Okay. And then on to Casey in Madison. Hi, Casey.
Hi. So I take my family down to meet my in-laws in Florida by Panama City Beach. And we usually go, they go for like 2 months. And we just come for like a couple weeks, end of March, early April. So it's kind of right in the spring break timeline. So I'm just like everybody else. When should I?
Sure. What city are you flying out of? What city are you flying?
So I usually choose between Madison and Milwaukee.
Right.
Usually Milwaukee's a little less.
Yeah, typically you're going to pay what I call the regional airport premium, which is out of Madison. Typically, that can be anywhere from 10 to 30% premium on the ticket rather than flying out of Milwaukee. Milwaukee, unfortunately, was probably one of the cheapest cities in the country to fly out of a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. There's been quite a bit of cutbacks that have gone in out of Milwaukee, so it's not quite as cheap as it was before. AirTran was driving down some of those prices, and as part of the merger with Southwest, they've reduced some stuff there. But definitely, again, for those March departures domestically, you should be able to find that ticket out of Milwaukee in that $300 range. And right now, if you're seeing prices, which I'm assuming you're seeing right now, of $375 to $450,
yeah,
that's way too expensive for that ticket. You need to be looking a little bit later, early December. And then again, we typically see a couple of handful of sales in the first week or two of January as airlines, you know, folks come back to airlines after vacation. They're in the spirit a little bit. They decide to do a little discounting. They actually have some discretion there. So that first 2 weeks, historically, we've seen some discounts. So
again. All right. There we go. Rick Sini, our guest, until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network. Travel can be a lot of fun, but can it also be pretty overwhelming? Can be. Trying to get a good deal with decent connections to where you want to go. Thanksgiving, just a couple of months away. A lot of us are looking at that travel. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Glad you could join us today on the Ideas Network. Lots to think about when shopping for airfares, and it can be tough to compare across different sites and packages. But Rick Sini with FareCompare.com helps us navigate that world of travel planning, and he's with us today to answer your questions. He has some great advice on how to not only get a good fare, but how the industry works. And he's happy to answer your questions when you call in. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org. Or leave a comment or question on my Facebook page. Click like on the page and we'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. We'll be back right after this look at the news. We have several guests who come on several times a year, and I know people, you enjoy hearing from them, and that's why we have them on. And our guest today is definitely one of those regular guests. We often get calls asking when he'll be on the next time because somebody has a big vacation coming up and planned, and they really want some of his great advice. Rick Sini, founder and CEO of FareCompare.com. He helps us navigate the world of airfares, keeps us informed of trends and that he sees in the industry. And Rick, always great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us again.
Sure, no problem. If you want to catch me on a weekly basis, you can check out my column on ABC News or every 2 weeks on USA Today.
Yeah, and you should mention again how your company works. I think it's a great service.
We're one of the handful of companies in the world that gets the raw airfare data from over 550 airlines. We're part of the quote-unquote airline ticket stock exchange. And we monitor and process literally billions of bits of information each day and try to call out really cool bits of advice. So we're sort of the experts in knowing when to buy, when to shop, what price points you should hit, and when you should go and what days you should go. So that's really our forte, is providing advice. advice around air travel.
Yeah, and you do. You can sign up and get alerts, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
Too.
You come to the site, and it will tell you exactly when prices drop. We're about to launch some new advice engine technology early next year where we'll actually answer the top 10 questions everybody has about travel. So you won't have to call me on the show as much as you did in the past.
Brenda in Spring Green has a question for you. Let's go to her. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling because it's rare that I have time to actually plan a trip. So when we ever just get 3 days, we're like, okay, 3 nights somewhere. What's the best way to find the best deal of someplace that's, you know, beautiful and great and for 3 nights and on, you know, let's say it's the first week of November from the Tuesday to the Friday this year. And I'm thinking about it right now.
What's the best way to go about that? Well, let me flip it on its head a little bit. What airport are you traveling out of?
Madison or Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. Okay. So in general, just you're going to pay a premium out of Madison anywhere you go, okay. Anywhere of 10 to 30%. So if that's not a problem and you want like the convenience there, maybe the parking's cheaper and you can offset that cost out of Madison versus Milwaukee, or you can have a friend take you there. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that if you look at sort of trips sort of by their very nature, the cheapest mm-hmm. days to fly are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Okay.
So, in fact, many of the cheapest airfares have rules on them that restrict them to those particular days of travel. And not coincidentally, those are the slowest days for airlines, so they're forced to discount a little bit just to get the last few empty middle seats filled up. So those are perfect days to fly. So if you wanted to take sort of a nice three-night trip, the perfect sort of three-night trip is a Wednesday to a Saturday. Come back on a Saturday, for example.
Right.
It's going to be exactly the cheapest. In general, I sort of try to break up, if you're going to go domestically, into sort of three trips, what I call short, medium, and long trips. In your case, you happen to be in the medium category because you're nicely situated in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really have to go coast to coast. So in the medium and sort of short category, you typically, you know, for shorter trips under 500 miles each way, which is basically, approximately a 1 hour flight.
Uh-huh.
You should not pay any more than about $150 total round trip. Most airlines, that's going to be on a nonstop. You're not going to have to connect, and you shouldn't pay much more than that domestically, especially at that time frame you're talking about in November. If you're going a little bit further, which is basically a 2 to 3 hour trip, you shouldn't have uh-huh. to pay any more than about $250 to $300. And you should be able to pick several destinations. We have a couple tools on our site where you basically can look at the great deals out there. Again, the airlines also have what they call weekender fares sometimes, which they're not really good for weekenders because most people would like to leave on Friday and come back on Sunday so they don't have to go to work. These fares actually go from Thursday to Monday or Saturday
uh-huh.
to Tuesday, for example.
Okay.
And they typically, those discounted fares are anywhere between 30 and 40% discounts. So that would be your best bet. You want to shop on those days, pick a couple of cities that you really want to go to, and those are the price points you should shoot for.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Brenda. Claire in Shawano. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am planning a short trip to New York from either Green Bay or Milwaukee, either airport would be fine, to New York. And I'm wondering when I should get the tickets.
What time frame were you going?
The end of November, November 30th.
Right, so you're basically the week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect timing. That's probably the cheapest week of the year to fly.
Oh,
yay.
And you need to be buying that ticket in the next 10 days or so.
Okay.
So go ahead and shop today, get a price point. I expect those prices to drop a little bit more next week, so I wouldn't buy a ticket today. But
okay.
Definitely you're going to see a huge price drop after Thanksgiving weekend. As long as you leave after the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, the prices drop anywhere from 30 to 50% below what they were during Thanksgiving.
Oh, great.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we always tell people that they should have Thanksgiving the week after if they really need to take a family of five somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And what about, we haven't had a question about Thanksgiving week. What about it? 8 weeks. Thanksgiving Day is 8 weeks from today.
Yeah, basically you need to be shopping right now. And, you know, I was telling people a couple weeks ago that if you really wanted to fly on the most convenient times, on the nonstops on Wednesday and come back on Sunday, you're going to pay a 70% premium. Go ahead and get a cut in line fee because your ticket's going to be ridiculously expensive. So if you want to be a cheapskate, you need to be shopping now. The cheapest days to leave are Monday and the day of Thanksgiving, Thursday. And you want to avoid you want to avoid Sunday and Monday, which are the two busiest days of the year. And you need to come back on a Friday or Saturday if you want to have the cheapest price. And you need to get out there and start shopping right now. It's every day you don't shop, you just add $5 to your ticket.
Okay. Sandy and Ladysmith, hello.
Hi there. I just want to say I love your site. I use it almost every time I'm looking to go somewhere.
I appreciate that.
And
thank
I
you.
Keep getting my alerts. But we are planning a trip to Portugal in the end of January, the beginning of February. And, of course, the fares have been up around $1,000. And I'm wondering if we should be looking at flying into London or Frankfurt and then taking one of the European flights to Lisbon, or should we just suck it up?
Well, Lisbon is sort of off the beaten path, unfortunately. Spain is according to our data, is about the fourth cheapest country, so it's not terrible. Of course, the most expensive cities in all of Europe to fly to are where everybody wants to go, London, Paris, and Rome. Mm-hmm. So if you definitely want to avoid London if you can. They even charge an additional $50 airport fee if you fly into Heathrow. Some people have been able to find, if you're a true adventurer, out of Chicago, you could take an Aer Lingus flight over to Dublin, then a Ryanair flight to Lisbon, and you could probably get in that total cost of about $750.
Okay.
If you were shooting for that, if you're a true adventure, just pack lightly, because on those Ryanair flights they charge by the kilogram for your luggage. So if you're a heavy packer, don't use that method. Definitely you can connect through a variety of places. You can collect through Frankfurt, Amsterdam.
Maybe Madrid's it.
Madrid is actually your best bet, to be honest, is I would drop into Madrid. Typically, it's running about 10% cheaper than the other locations, and then you can decide what to do. They actually have some great low-cost airlines. You can either get into Madrid and go to Lisbon, or you can actually take the train as well. So I think Madrid is your best bet. I would also look at Amsterdam as well. Typically, those cities run much cheaper than connecting through the bigger hub cities.
And when should I be looking at those?
And you say you're going in January?
End of January, first part of February.
You should get a pretty good deal. For that kind of ticket, you should be able to get in the sort of $800 to $850 range. Historically, if you'd asked me this question 3 or 4 years ago, that would have been $600 ticket. But should
now
be
it's the fuel.
Yeah, now it's the fuel driving the ticket. So that baseline is $600. So that ticket, even if they're charging you $1,000, is only $200 each way. The likelihood of it dropping another $150 is pretty high in the next probably 3 or 4 weeks. So I'd be shooting for that $850 to $900 range for that time frame.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. And we had a question, an email from Anne, who's looking for a nice place to travel over Christmas for a family of four, two adults, two teenagers. I don't like crowds. We'd like someplace warm. What would you recommend for some nice but not crowded destinations for over Christmas? Maybe something that others haven't thought of.
I'll tell you one of my favorites, and in fact, I'm going to be doing it actually for Thanksgiving, is going to San Diego. It's one of my favorites, and it's not overly crowded. It's sort of off the beaten path. It's warm that time of year. Weather's perfect there. And then, so like I said, I'm going to be doing that for Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorites. Certainly, the default destination is Florida for that. And it's usually relatively inexpensive because you have Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Fort Myers, all sort of competing for airfare around that Christmas holiday season. And you have a lot of snowbirds going back and forth from the New York area, and it tends to drive the price down a little bit. Certainly that time of year is the busiest time of year at a place like Disney. So if you're trying to avoid crowds, that would definitely not be one of my choices. Plus, it's not near a beach, and it's not that warm typically in the wintertime. So those would be my two top choices. I mean, there's also, the ability to get down to Texas and San Antonio, and then going down to South Padre as another particular potential option. I live in Texas. It's an option we take from time to time. But I'm not positive that's a great option for somebody in the Northwest.
Gladys in Menominee has a question. Hi, Gladys.
Hi. I'm planning a trip with my daughter to Hawaiian Islands, and the ideal date for us would be either the 16th or 17th of November and coming back the 25th or 26th.
Sure, that's right over Thanksgiving. You're going to be fighting with a lot of folks for those tickets.
Really?
Yeah, it's not uncommon for people to sort of forego their Christmas trips and actually take their vacation over Thanksgiving and head to the Hawaiian Islands. You definitely need to be shopping right now. That ticket price right now is going to range anywhere from $700 to $850 right now. Or what kind of quotes are you getting right now when you're looking?
I haven't looked yet.
Yeah, so that's I'm not positive there's a lot of deals to be had out there. One of the things that I like to do when you go to Hawaii is if you go through a city like Seattle or Los Angeles or San Francisco, typically you can get round-trip tickets to the Hawaiian Islands for about anywhere from $350 to $400 during that time frame. And then you buy sort of a little cheaper ticket, stay a couple days in L.A. or San Francisco. I like to break up that particular trip. Some people don't like to do that. If you want to spend your entire time in Hawaii, you're going to pay a premium of about $700 to $850 for that ticket right now. It's a little late to be shopping for that right now. You need to go ahead and make sure you start to pull the trigger for that ticket to Hawaii because those tickets are some of the ones that sell out the fastest over Thanksgiving.
Okay. Could I ask, do they still anyone offer senior discounts?
Well, they pretty much have gotten rid of senior discounts. There used to be a 10% senior discount, and the airline's logic here says that all their prices are so low they don't need to do anything special for seniors. Southwest Airlines does have a senior discount, but typically that senior discount is off of a middle price fare, so it's actually more expensive than the actual cheapest price many times. But there are really no more senior fares anymore. They got rid of them about 2006.
There you go. Thank you very much for calling, Gladys. Appreciate it. And Josh in Madison. Hi.
Hi. Quick question. My wife and daughters and I are going down to Cayman Brac for a sabbatical in March. And we'll be down there about a month. And I'm just wondering, you know, if we should be buying tickets now or waiting a little longer. And obviously, what days would be better to fly out on?
Sure, you definitely want to wait. They're probably going to charge you anywhere from $700 to $950 right now into Cayman. The cheapest flights into Cayman are out of Miami. That's the most common connection point. There's hardly any flights that go into Cayman that don't go either through Charlotte on a U.S. Airways flight, which doesn't service you as well, or the Miami area. And there's a few through Puerto Rico, but that typically you have to be on JetBlue out of the Northeast to get those flights. Okay. So you're going to be connecting through Miami, and it's only an hour flight from Miami. And you want to start looking for that ticket. I would look at some of the prices in early December. I've seen a few sales for March timeframe. But typically you want to do that the first couple weeks in January.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think a decent ticket price would be for that?
You know, right now, at that time of year, it depends on when your spring break is. See, airlines are really good about knowing when your spring break is, where you live, and I'm not sure where you live. But as long as you stay away from the spring break week from your local school system, you should be able to get that ticket in the $600 to $700 range. During spring break week, that ticket price usually goes up to $850 to $900.
Oh, wow, big jump. Okay. All right, well, sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And Mary in Eau Claire, hi.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
We are planning to go to South Africa, fly into Cape Town. We'd like to leave on April 14th. We need to be in Cape Town on April 17th and thinking perhaps go through Amsterdam and do a day or two over there and then return from George on April 28th.
Sure. So, again, this is one of those ones where if you can, you want to leave on a Monday through a Thursday. That's going to save you anywhere from $30 to $40 each way. Typically, tickets to Cape Town range between $1,500 and $2,000, and you're typically going to connect through London Heathrow or Amsterdam or sometimes through Frankfurt, depending on which airline you're on. And there's just not a lot of discounting that goes on because there's not a huge amount of traffic on those particular flights. So I would start looking to lock in that ticket sort of early December. I'd look at prices. It's okay if you wait to the first couple of weeks. Sometimes we've seen some sales. South African Airlines, British Airways sometimes has some deals. We've also seen some of the Delta partners have some deals as well. So I wouldn't feel bad if you bought your ticket, but I wouldn't wait any longer than sort of the second week in January to buy that ticket. And right now is a little bit too early.
All right.
Okay. And then coming back from George, does that make a difference?
Yeah, it's not going to make much of a difference. The way they price international tickets is it's and you're doing what's called a multi-city trip, you need to make sure you use the multi-city function if you're shopping on an online site. They price it half round trip each way. So basically you'll get a little bit more expensive price because it's, again, they sort of the smaller regional airports, they give a little premium, just like it's not any different than flying from Madison, anywhere from 10 to 20%.
There you go. Thank you very much for calling. Seisha in Madison. Hi.
Hi. So, we want to go to either Turkey or Beijing in April and come back home on Easter.
Those are two wildly different choices.
Yeah. It is.
We're just looking at maps and picking places we haven't been. So I don't. Right now, the fares look about exactly the same. I think we found 1,100, but it might be too early. I don't know when
and
to look.
And you're going what time frame, April?
April, so literally like the week before Easter.
Yeah, if you can find a ticket in the $1,100 range, the $1,100 or $1,200 range to either Istanbul or to Beijing, I would go ahead and pull the trigger on those right now. I don't see that price dropping for an April departure below 1,000, so you might as well lock in that particular ticket. If I'm surprised you're seeing that rate, I would expect prices to be in the $1,300 to $1,500 range right now.
So I need to book today. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no, if you see $1,100, that's a go signal right there.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And Chris in Evansville, hello.
Hi. We have a group of about 8 to 10 people going to El Salvador. We can leave from either Madison, Milwaukee, or Chicago. And then I personally have the option of leaving from Jackson, Mississippi, or Dallas, and flying directly there.
So did you want to fly all together or separately or sort of meet up at the same time?
Well, all together would be preferable, but if it's way cheaper for me individually, I'm going to go by myself.
Yeah, typically it's not that much cheaper. You're talking about a difference of anywhere from 5 to 15%, depending on if you're coming from the northwest or the southwest. So you're not going to see that much of a difference. You do have... Houston is a big jump point, and Dallas is a big jump point into Latin America and Mexico and the Caribbean, and it's typically a little bit cheaper. So you might find a little bit cheaper ticket just because there's more combinations of flights that you can take from there, and typically you're going to end up connecting in Houston or Dallas anyway okay. for that particular flight. So you might find yourself a $100 difference. I'm not sure if that makes a difference to you, but that's about the best you're going to see. And the ticket price typically is around $600 to $800, depending on what time you go.
Yeah, this is going to be the first week in January.
Yeah, that won't be any trouble. You should get in the lower range of that ticket price because that's an off-season time.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for calling. Nicole emailed us, would like to take a vacation to Europe this summer. Have any airline recommendations? And what's the best way to travel long hours with young children? We'd like to. We'd like to leave any time from the second week of June and stay for 9 or 12 days. And just kind of looking for the most cost-effective airport to fly from.
Sure.
Chicago for a family of six.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let me give you a couple different tips. If you're flying to Europe... again, the most expensive places is everybody wants to go, London, Paris, Rome. The cheapest countries right now to fly to and order are Ireland, Germany, Switzerland, and Spain. So those would be, if I was going to be making my first trip and I was trying to look at on the inexpensive side, I'd be picking one of those four destinations with Ireland being the cheapest. You know, when you're traveling with kids, the biggest problem kids have on these long flights is problems with their ears, especially young ones. So you need to actually go and probably have a chat with your doctor, see if there's anything you can do to help them out, especially during takeoffs and landings in the compressed air that's there. I personally, you know, my daughter's now 12, so I remember those times. And she's 12, and she has about 250,000 air miles, so she's been in the cabin many times when she was young.
I guess so.
And so, you know, we used to basically go and go to the jump house right beforehand and really try to tire them out and get them ready and have that evening flight. Really, you have to have gum at your disposal, depending on how young they are and whether they have teeth or not. But your doctor can help you out at least with the ear problems, because that's usually why kids really act up on an airplane.
Yeah, it's almost always the case that landing and taking off. Jim has a cruise that leaves from Tampa February 10th, returns the 17th. should they buy tickets with the cruise line, because they guarantee if we have delays, we don't pay to catch up to the ship?
Well, that's always a dilemma when you're doing cruising, right? Especially if your cruise departs at, say, 10, 11 noon that particular day. Do you fly up the day of? Typically, those ticket prices are not going to be any better. Sometimes they do get some discounts. It's rare that that happens, and I always recommend people, actually, if they want to do that, that's okay, because typically what you're going to have to do is fly in the night before on a cheaper ticket, but stay the night in a hotel, and it sort of wipes out the savings that you would have had. So I don't mind you doing those tickets. Sometimes they get deals, not very often, though.
Yeah, and booking for the British Open next July in Scotland?
One of my favorite places in the world. Definitely, what you want to do with that is you need to wait till the beginning of the year. In general, for shopping for those tickets, you want to start shopping about 5 months before departure. That's when airlines get aggressive about actually managing those seats. Otherwise, they're going to sell you that. If you could tell me what the price of oil was going to be early next year, we've seen it drop, about $10 a barrel recently. My guess is that airlines are going to have a better time. You know, you had Delta buying a refinery recently, United thinking about doing it. I think those prices are going to be down a little bit more, because we just haven't seen a great bit of demand for those. So I would expect to pay a little bit less and start shopping in January.
Rick, thank you so much.
Great, thanks.
Appreciate it very much. Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. And thank you for listening.